You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. 8 rural hospitals in Oklahoma have closed in the last decade, the third highest rate of rural hospital closures in the country. But Seth Bodine of Oklahoma Engaged reports the recent vote to expand Medicaid could provide rural hospitals with a much-needed financial boost.
For years, Roger Canuck has been trying to keep his hospital in northwest Oklahoma afloat. As the CEO of Fairview Regional Medical Center, he says the cost of operating the hospital has been more than the revenue made from patients.
We've been struggling each year just to be able to keep our head above water, not being able to do anything to improve facilities or look to say, what can we do to expand or add services?
Canuck says he and other providers have been advocating for nearly 10 years for the expansion of Medicaid, the government health insurance program for the poor and people with disabilities. About 9% of Fairview Regional Medical Center's patients are categorized as charity care, or people who can't afford to pay. Now that Medicaid will be expanded, he says hospitals like his will care for more people who previously couldn't afford it.
People that are working in service-related industries that are functioning just barely above poverty level do not qualify for any benefits to obtain help in getting health insurance and obviously cannot afford it themselves.
Approximately 200,000 more Oklahomans will qualify for Medicaid in the year 2021. Researchers have found rural hospitals in states that have not expanded Medicaid more often operate in the red, compared to slightly positive margins for hospitals in states that have expanded the program. For CEOs like Roger Canuck, that extra revenue is like a shot in the arm for the hospital. He says a study by the Levitt Partners in 2019 estimates the expansion will bring in more than $500,000 to his hospital.
That would move our hospital from being one of those hospitals that's listed on state ratings as being an at-risk hospital because of a couple years of negative margins. That would move us into being able to have a positive margin.
Patty Davis, president of the Oklahoma Hospital Association, says Medicaid expansion matters because Oklahoma has the second highest uninsured rate in the country. Because of this, running a rural hospital can be challenging.
It's a very difficult situation because our smallest communities in Oklahoma tend to be older, sicker and poorer than our urban counterparts.
Oklahoma hospitals are required by federal law to provide emergency care and stabilization to patients regardless of whether or not they have insurance or the ability to pay. So when hospitals take care of people who are uninsured, that hospital does not get compensated. Joan Alker is a research professor at Georgetown University who studies healthcare policy. She says there is a higher percentage of uninsured people in rural areas of the state.
Oklahoma had 38% of their adults uninsured in rural areas versus 32% in metro areas. So, you know, both are very, very high, but this is even more important for rural communities.
Alker says because rural communities don't have a lot of big employers that provide generous health insurance, rural hospitals are even more reliant on Medicare and Medicaid revenue.
Medicaid is not the best payer and may be paying, let's say, 60 cents on the dollar as compared to private insurance. But 60 cents on the dollar is a lot better than 0 cents on the dollar.
Now that Medicaid is expanding, Canuck says he can plan to spend revenue on infrastructure and the growth of his facility. The federal government will pay for 90% of the bill to expand Medicaid. The Oklahoma State Legislature will have to figure out a way to pay for the remaining 10% in the next legislative session. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Seth Bodine.
You can find this story by Seth Bodine online at KGOU.org or by following us on social media. We're on Twitter and Facebook at KGOU News.